Welcome to today's Vrenjkot Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, Brianne Patel with the Call to Serve Ministries, or ACTS, joins us on the program to preview this Saturday's service surge.
First of all, tell us what you do at A Call to Serve, and then we'll go into what the service surge is all about.
A Call to Serve Ministries, or better known as ACTS, works together in partnership with communities and trying to pair volunteers to help those in need. So giving a hand up instead of a handout. So we work alongside people trying to help them achieve some of the projects they have going on around their house. We're also trying to get people to listen to their neighbors just to see what needs there are and being able to walk alongside somebody just to show them the love of Christ.
And then Service Surge is a big weekend for this. This is a very organized effort and has been for the past couple of years. And explain what this is, the Service Surge, and how many people this could ultimately impact.
Sure. The Service Surge is something we do annually. It's our big service event for the year. So while we coordinate service projects throughout the year, we have this one event. And it's always the weekend after tulip time in the spring. And we pray for good weather on the weekend. But it will impact multiple communities. So this is the third year now that we've tried this multiple community model. And this year we'll be in Sheraton, Knoxville, Pella, Prairie City, and Sully. So actually, Prairie City and Sully will be our two new ones this year. We have a few projects in Prairie City and one going on in Sully, but all of the communities still need volunteers.
Folks can volunteer, you know, obviously wherever they want to volunteer, but you want to pull from different communities, and there's going to be numerous projects in each community. So it's not just going to be one, hey, we're going to do this. There's going to be multiple going on, right?
The day happens where everybody is part of something bigger. So everyone starts projects by 8, registration opens at 7 in each of these communities, and then they work until 2 for the day. We try to work with local communities. I call them my community advocates who work to locate donations for snacks and lunches. So there's hospitality and fellowship that the volunteers get to enjoy in addition to working alongside each other.
And what are some of the things specifically that people would be doing if they were called to come out and volunteer or if they chose to do so?
Sure. There's lots of ways people can be involved in the day of. First and foremost, if they can't participate with their hands, we would appreciate prayer over the day. They can do that anywhere that they're at. Even if they want to come, they can pray while they're at the sites. You can help with the hospitality piece of it. You can help volunteer on projects, and some of those projects include painting, yard work, general construction type items. For example, in Sully, they're working on constructing a wheelchair ramp. So there's lots of ways people can be involved in the day of using their skill sets. And if they're willing to learn, there'll be people that are willing to teach too.
This is for a lot of these projects can be done by people of varying skills and degrees and age levels too. This is meant to be, as you'd mentioned in a previous email, something that's not just limited to one person. You can bring the family if you need to, because you want to get the young ones learning about volunteering too.
Right. We try to make the Service Surge intentionally family friendly. So there are certain projects where kids aren't necessarily going to get a lot out of that, but we do have a lot of kid-friendly projects, and families do sign up. We have quite a few families signed up to participate.
And on the other end, for folks who maybe missed the deadline to get be a part of this, to get the help that they need, how can they get the help, not just with the Service Surge, but throughout the rest of the year, to have someone come assist them with projects that they may not be physically able to do or afford?
Right. So they can, a couple of ways. They can visit us on our website at actsofiowa.org and click on Request Help. And then we'll get an email and then contact them that way. Otherwise, they can call directly at 641-780-4503. And then we'll work to locate volunteers for them another time. We like to say our volunteers are willing. It's just when they're able. So we'll try to work together in schedules.
And then anything else that you'd like to add for folks as we make this is last minute? Obviously, it's this Saturday if they want to be a part of the Service Surge.
Yeah, if you are feeling called to participate and want to come out for the day, we'd love to have you. We will try to find a place for you. And if we have inclement weather that we can't avoid, we'll be sure to let KNIA KRLS know of cancellations as well as on our Facebook page.
That concludes today's Vrenjkot Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.